From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Harsh words for Russia and Syria from Secretary Kerry. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said if a ceasefire deal in Syria is to be salvaged, warplanes must stop flying over key parts of the country.
So I believe that to restore credibility to the process, we must move forward to try to immediately ground all aircraft flying in those key areas in order to de-escalate the situation and give a chance for humanitarian assistance to flow unimpeded.
Mr. Kerry, speaking at a high-level meeting of the UN Security Council, said the efforts to create a viable cessation of hostilities has been dealt a very serious blow.
On Monday, 20 aid workers were killed in an outrageous, sustained, two-hour attack directed at a fully authorized humanitarian mission near Aleppo. Fully authorized. All of the permits had been given. Everybody was on notice. Now, this attack has dealt a very heavy blow to our efforts to bring peace to Syria, and it raises a profound doubt about whether Russia and the Assad regime can or will live up to the obligations that they agreed to in Geneva.
Kerry suggested that Russia and Syria follow the lead of the U.S. when it comes to admitting mistakes.
We don't get anywhere by ignoring the facts and denying common sense. Yes, the coalition did hit people on Saturday. We did. A terrible accident. And within moments of it happening, we acknowledged it.
The U.S. envoy also took aim at his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, saying he sometimes feels that Lavrov is in a parallel universe. This is VOA News. A boat carrying migrants capsized Wednesday in the Mediterranean off Egypt's north coast, killing 30 people and triggering an operation in which another 150 were rescued. According to police and health officials, the vessel overturned off the port city of Rosetta, with the total number of people on board not immediately clear. The U.S. FBI is asking the public for help in locating two men who allegedly found a piece of luggage on a New York sidewalk that contained an explosive device that may be tied to the suspect in Saturday's bombings in New York and New Jersey. On Wednesday, the FBI issued a statement and a photo of two men that was taken on Saturday, September 17th. In the same hour, an explosive device detonated. The FBI said the men took the luggage, which was located only four blocks or so from the New York bombing site, and left the device behind. The device did not detonate. Federal investigators said during the news conference today that the men are wanted as witnesses only. Some 60 schools and universities in eastern Canada were evacuated Wednesday over a series of bomb threats, including one received by police that appeared to have been bogus. No bombs were found, but administrators said the schools would remain closed throughout the day. Threats were apparently received by fax machine. Law enforcement authorities in the northeastern city of Charlotte, North Carolina, are bracing for the possibility of more protests as they continue to investigate Tuesday's fatal shooting of an African-American man by a black police officer. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Local police officials say the officer who shot Scott felt he posed an imminent threat. Family members insist Scott was unarmed. The protests began shortly after the shooting and extended into Wednesday. Multiple injuries were reported, including about 12 officers. Another demonstration took place Tuesday outside of police headquarters in the Midwestern city of Tulsa, where on Friday an officer killed an unarmed black man standing next to his car. A lawyer for the officer who killed Terrence Crutcher said she also feared for her life and fired when Crutcher reached through a window into the car. Crutcher's family disputes that account. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Police said Wednesday that 2 days of clashes in the Democratic Republic of Congo's capital of Kinshasa between security forces and protesters left at least 32 people dead. Protesters are demanding the resignation of DRC President Joseph Kabila. The U.S. government granted Airbus a license to sell 17 airplanes to Iran, a landmark deal announced by the European aircraft company on Wednesday. The initial agreement in January, estimated to be worth nearly $25 million, was made possible by last year's nuclear agreement, which lifted sanctions on Iran on the condition that it curb its atomic program. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.